News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Newstalk has teamed up with SSE Airtricity to take a deep dive into climate change and sustainability. We all want to live in a cleaner, greener world, and we know small choices can make a big difference to the world we want to live in. As part of the series, we're getting the expert view from activists and specialists as we explore the hurdles we must clear to protect our planet and discuss how we can all reduce waste and energy consumption. Today, we're going to take a look at the world of electricity, and we're joined now by Claire Neenan, Managing Director of SSE Airtricity. Claire, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gavin. Lovely to be here.
I want to start by asking you about something called COP26, which is starting at the end of the month. What is it and why is it important?
Yeah, of course. So COP26 is the UN climate change conference called the Conference of the Parties. And this year is the 26th installment of the conference itself. It's important for so many reasons, but really at the heart of it is the fact that climate change impacts all of us, no matter who we are or where we come from. All of us must work together if we're to successfully keep global temperatures below 2 degrees of warming, ideally around 1.5 degrees. And I think it comes at a really crucial time as we look to build a cleaner, more sustainable society. And it provides an opportunity also for Ireland and Northern Ireland to demonstrate its ambition on a global stage and to deliver on our plans at home. In SSE, we're proud to be a principal partner for COP26, which, as you said, is being held in Glasgow this year. And there's a number of really key outcomes that we'd like to see from COP. The first being global action to decarbonize energy, which really is all about having tangible and ambitious climate targets from governments and non-state actors. And the second is about international leadership. We need to see the promises and ambition that governments have made, including in Ireland, translated into meaningful progress towards net zero. We also need to have a clear framework for that just transition, which gives confidence that the social consequences of the energy transition in terms of economic opportunity, green jobs, consumer fairness and affordability will be equitably distributed with nobody left behind. And lastly, a legacy of engagement. We have to use this opportunity to inspire and galvanise all sectors of society and all generations behind the net zero transition.
Yeah, I think obviously the fact that all these countries are coming together to talk about these things, hopefully that there should be a bit of progress in terms of agreeing what kind of targets yes. need to be put in place. Now, there's no doubt our lives are going to change. How though is the question really, Claire? If we look at our homes, for example, how do you anticipate they will be different as we try to grapple with this problem?
Yeah, so I think firstly, I would say that technology is at the heart of this change, and it is about taking small steps that make our lives easier and more sustainable. Sometimes it can feel quite daunting to people, but really, if you think about it, through small, simple advancements to larger, more complex solutions, technology really is helping provide all of us with more choice and more options for going green. So I'll give you a couple of examples of this. If I take any business that's looking to become greener, the first step is changing your energy supply to 100% green energy. For single-site SMEs, SSE Airtricity has launched an online tool which takes the hassle and time out of changing energy suppliers. We're the only supplier that provides an online sign-up option for these customers, and it's about taking the hassle out of moving to 100% green energy. And then if we look at smart tech, we're seeing smart tech play its part in homes and businesses as well. So smart thermostats provide more control over heating and are becoming increasingly common. Zoned heating means that you're not wasting energy heating rooms that are empty. On top of that, we have smart bulbs and plugs, which give greater control over light and appliances. So you can cut energy usage right back. Lighting also has a part to play here. For businesses looking at technology and easy ways to reduce energy, I would really recommend that they get an energy audit first. And that's yeah. to see where they can get the best results. And of course, solar, I mean, 10 years ago, solar was still a novelty. But now when you look at roofs right around the country, you're seeing more and more people choosing to harness that renewable energy. Solar power is a key part of the retrofitting stage of how we can all reduce our property's carbon emissions. So there's lots of solutions and ways that we can change our lives for the better.
You guys are heavily involved in the kind of large-scale generation side as well. Maybe you can tell me a bit about what you're working on at the moment here in terms of new electricity generation, because we know we've got a bit of a challenge in this area.
Yeah, of course. So no other company is creating as much green energy in the UK and Ireland right now as SSE. We own and operate 4 gigawatts of installed green energy at our onshore and offshore wind farms and water-powered hydropower stations. So that's enough renewable energy to power almost 5 million UK and Irish homes annually. We're currently building the world's largest offshore wind farm in Dogger Bank off the coast of England. And here at home in Ireland, our colleagues in SSE Renewables will deliver 2 gigawatts of offshore wind energy in the Irish Sea and Celtic Sea by 2030, including phase two of the Arklow Bank Wind Park off the coast of Wicklow, which will play such an important role in Ireland reaching its climate targets. Arklow can be delivered by 2025 and will help secure Ireland's energy future, reduce carbon emissions and create local jobs. Securing Ireland's energy future is of vital importance. As many people listening today will know, the energy industry is currently under pressure and no supplier is immune from the effects of increased energy costs from wholesale markets. We know this is a difficult time for customers, and the global issues with gas supplies are seeing increased costs across the EU and the UK. This is why we need to build more renewable energy. Ireland really has the potential to be a global leader in wind power, and this will benefit everyone from family homes to small businesses to large factories.
Problem, though, is wind, first of all, it requires subsidy and it doesn't always blow. So you need a backup. And, you know, for us at the moment anyway, that backup really is gas. But we have seen these problems and these price spikes relating to gas as well. So there are big challenges to overcome in terms of overcoming the intermittency that goes with wind energy. I want to ask you just about prices in general. I mean, we've seen what's going on at the moment. Should people just expect now that they're just going to have to pay more for their energy, and that's just what we have to put up with as part of this transition?
Yeah, if we take pricing first of all, so as you know, global issues with gas are impacting all energy suppliers. As we emerge from the global pandemic, there are a lot of industries and sectors that are feeling the brunt of supply chain issues, including the energy industry. It's not unique to Ireland, but it should provide us with food for thought. And we do need to recognise that our best chance of securing our energy future is to invest in renewable energy and build the necessary infrastructure like offshore wind that will benefit our environment and the entire energy supply chain. I think as well, for any customers that are struggling, I would really recommend that they contact us so that we can support them. There are lots of things that we're doing to support customers at the moment.
Like what, Claire?
So if I look at lockdown, we put in extra supports in place for customers who were shielding and who couldn't go out to top up their prepaid meters. We suspended disconnection activity for domestic customers and offered enhanced payment arrangements to help ease any worries about energy bills. Our energy services teams in ORY and NI have continued to provide essential services to customers, and we're constantly bringing low carbon solutions to the market. So one example I would give is our one-stop shop retrofit program with OnPost, which offers low cost finance, and it takes the hassle away from the entire process. So, I mean, I think the big thing here really is that customers need to be at the centre of the net zero transition. So it's really critical that we have continued supports in place to enable the transition. Like if you take EVs, you know, the right incentives, support schemes like grants, low cost finance, and of course the move to renewable energy is key to all of this too.
Okay, we'll leave it there, Claire. Thanks very much for that. That's Claire Neenan, Managing Director of SSE Airtricity.
Thank you so much, Gavin.